The past year has been difficult for people like Eva Sandri. She's studying to become an accountant, but finding work isn't easy for people like her. She was displaced by the Colombian conflict as a child and fled to Venezuela with her mother. Now she's back in Colombia and says she's afraid of what may happen if Gustavo Petro wins Sunday's election.
In the past 2 years, it's been difficult with the prices going up and no jobs. We need jobs in Colombia, and I don't think Petro could help us achieve that. I'm afraid he will do to Colombia what Chavez did to Venezuela.
But not far away from her home, in Bosa, in Bogotá, Miriam Guerrero thinks completely different. She's 65 years old and lives with her grandchildren. She says Gustavo Petro is what Colombia has been waiting for a very long time.
Governments in Colombia are useless and we need something new, and that's Petro, because the left has never ruled in Colombia. We need better health care, education, pensions.
Most Colombians are concerned about the economic situation. Poverty rates have soared under the government of Iván Duque, who is not allowed to run for re-election.
In spite of relative economic growth, Colombia continues to be one of the most unequal countries in the world. It's been exacerbated by the pandemic, and that's why many people here are asking for change, something that both candidates, Gustavo Petro and Rodolfo Hernández, are promising to bring about, but in a very different way.
Gustavo Petro is a former guerrilla and more recently the mayor of Bogotá. He hopes to fight poverty and prioritize the environment. His opponent is Rodolfo Hernández, a 77-year-old construction businessman who has been compared to Donald Trump. He says he wants to reform the political system and fight corruption. 6 years ago, Colombia signed a historic peace agreement with the FARC, a left-wing rebel group, and even though the conflict continues in some parts of the country. Analysts say Colombians are voting for different reasons this time.
This is the first election in Colombia where people are voting for the economic situation, for health care and education. Of course, security and the armed conflict are important, but most people are focused on other issues.
Sunday's vote has Colombians on the edge, with both candidates promising reforms that could have a huge impact in their lives. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.